Hi, I would like to give you a little background to the recording you are about to hear. The artist was born to Austrian and German parents at 429 Commerce Street, Hawthorne, New York, on March the 28th, 1923. Oh, it's okay. She admits her age. She was named Lillian Winzig, and we know her always as Lily. For the stage also, she took the name of Windsor. She took music lessons at an early age and sang in the church choir. It was soon noted that she had a voice, so vocal lessons were started, and eventually she scored her first success in Amsterdam, Holland, in 1947. That was followed by appearances at the Royal Opera in Rome and many other engagements in the leading cities of Europe. Then she sang coast to coast in the United States and Canada, and eventually came her first recital appearance in New York City at the famed Carnegie Hall on February the 19th of 1954. She thrilled her audience for over an hour with a voice of beautiful quality. Truly, she was born to sing. Fortunately, a recording was made of that performance, and a copy was purchased by Mr. Julius Osello, a longtime friend. Unfortunately, for the next 33 years, it was in hiding, so to speak. Shortly after the concert, Lily stopped singing to return to the family delicatessen in Hawthorne. In 1986, her nephew, Thomas Frank Winzig of Orlando, Florida, started putting pressure on us to get that recording before it's too late. Well, I got it from Julie in February of 87 and left for Florida on March the 17th. Tommy and I were very successful in finding a studio and after much work had it re-recorded just in time as the original was coming apart. So now from two Franks, Thomas Frank of Orlando and Francis Frank of Kingston, New York, and one Julius of Pleasantville, New York, we are proud to give you Lily Winzig Windsor's gift to her family and friends, her original Carnegie Hall concert with Mr. Carol Hollister assisting at the Steinway.